Bloomington Mayor John Hamilton announced today that the city plans to give an acre of downtown property to an auto parts manufacturer that wants to make its North American corporate headquarters there. Hamilton made the announcement this morning at what is known as the Dimension Mill building. The structure just north of City Hall is mostly empty now, but it once was the home of the Showers Brothers Furniture Factory Warehouse. The city wants to give the building, along with its 0.9-acre property, to the Tsuchiya Group, a company that is run by Indiana University trustee Melanie Walker. The company's primary customer is Toyota, although they also serve other automotive producers. Though the city will sell the land for only $1, Hamilton says that the Tsuchiya Group's parent company, Tasis, will make investments in the property.
Tasis will invest over $9 million to develop the property with an architecturally significant new building of 40,000 square feet or more. They'll create the Tasis North American Headquarters Design and Development Center, retain 34 full-time professional positions, and create at least 18 new positions, including a dozen engineers and other professionals. Ensure the average wage of these positions will be commensurate with professional level salary plus benefits, and develop this property within a reasonable period of time.
Now, it's not clear exactly how much the 0.9-acre parcel of land is worth. The city paid about $750,000 per acre in 2011 when the city bought the mill, along with 11 more acres of downtown property from Indiana University. Besides the free property, the city administration has also proposed giving Tsuchiya a tax break, cutting about 70% of its property taxes over a 10-year period. The Indiana Economic Development Corporation is also offering up to $300,000 in tax credits and more than $40,000 worth of training grants. Hamilton described the idea as good for what is known as the Trades District, an area downtown that the city hopes to build into a home for technology companies.
What does this mean for the Trades District? It means we're going to see a facility more modern and high-tech than we have ever had in the area. When this facility opens its doors, it will help usher in a new era of creative technical design, engineering, and corporate leadership here in the Trades District. And robots. Did I mention the robots? Yes, get ready for robots to be in use and probably on view here in the Trades District.
The company currently employs 34 people. It is expected to add 18 more jobs if the plan comes to fruition. Hamilton made the announcement this morning along with IU President Michael McRobbie, Bloomington Economic Development Corporation President Lynn Coyne, and Melanie Walker, the IU trustee, who is also the CEO of Tsuchiya. Walker thanked Coyne for helping with the deal.
You know, it was Lynn Coyne who actually did some maybe not so light prodding on this land. He was gentle about it most of the time. It really, as he was talking about it, made so much sense for us. And I just want to thank him for calling our attention to it and getting us to really think about this site.
Parts of the plan are subject to review by the Bloomington City Council and the Bloomington Redevelopment Commission.
Although the mood this morning at the Dimension Mill building was celebratory, some Bloomington residents are critical of the Tsuchiya deal. Adam Scotton of the Bloomington Solidarity Network points out that the city purchased the land from the university in 2011, only to then give the land to a company run by an IU trustee.
It's just a further indication that the university is more and more acting like a corporate entity under the guise of a nonprofit, that it is drawing in funds from tuition and from funds being transferred from the city and from taxpayers to be available to the university to invest in corporate speculation. So it is kind of an incredibly deceitful move by the city and by the university. And it seems pretty clear that the university and the board of trustees are really in the driver's seat on this.
The Bloomington Solidarity Network has been critical of the city's plans to develop the Trades District, otherwise known as the Tech Park. Scotton says today's announcement exacerbates his concerns about the larger project.
It's a little bit worse than what we expected. And what we've been saying the whole time is that the development of that land will sort of raise the property values in the area and price out people who live on the near west side, places like Maple Heights and going all along West 11th Street. This doesn't change that. This is just a step in that direction. But we've also been saying, you know, the whole time that this project is being funded by the people who will be negatively affected by it. So this is such a clear confirmation of that. So it's basically just a way to transfer money out of the public's pocket, take land which was owned by the university, and give that land and that money to an individual who represents a corporation to be able to essentially build their business here for free.
The Bloomington Solidarity Network is hosting a meeting on Saturday, November 26th at the Monroe County Public Library, Meeting Room 1C. Scotton says the group will discuss trades district developments, including what was announced today.